Hello, women. In this audio class, I'm going to be talking about trauma, the different responses that we so often get locked into after these traumatic experiences, how they are stored in our body as imprints, and how to clear these energies out of our pelvis so we can really feel our full vitality and not operate out of that trauma. So I want to begin by talking about why we are focusing on the womb and pelvic space and why there is often so much here for women. And it really is intricately linked with the gifts of the center, and I talk about it a lot. And I talked about the receptive nature of our womb earlier, which truly is a gift. I see it that way. And this receptive nature, so we're able to draw in raw life force energy and alchemize that into growing life, growing humans, into manifesting our dreams and desires when, we're not in that childbearing phase. And part of that receptive nature of the womb means that we store a lot here as women. And so often it is experiences and memories that we don't want to hold on to. And this is because, we live in a culture that does not honor women and the feminine, and sexual abuse and violation is so rampant. And all of these influences from our culture, from our patriarchal culture, are deeply internalized within us because the pelvic space particularly holds memories that have to do with some of these things, like our original birth experiences, how we come into the world, our sexual experiences, whether with others or ourselves, especially, early in our sexuality when we're younger, memories having to do with our bleeding time and our entry into our womanhood, and so many subconscious messages that we receive from the time we're even babies about what it means to be a woman and all of the negative beliefs about it that surround womanhood. So, especially if you grew up with any of the major religions in your family, in your circle, you do have some things to work through additionally that you have likely internalized that are just built into these systems. But it really is also just a part of our worldwide culture as well. And of course, the memories of your own birth experiences of your children are imprinted quite primally here, just because of the state of mind that we're in during the birth process. Was there trauma or violation? Was your intuition respected and honored? Were you decentered in your knowing? Were there interventions? Was there a sense of emergency? Is there a history of loss? And this is really just the most common experiences that tend to get stored here, from what I've seen around these themes of our sexuality and our womanhood, these lived experiences and messaging. And I see also all kinds of violations live here in the women I serve. I've seen the story of the relationship with one's mother live here, their matrilineal line. I've seen moments when our power taken away in our lives and abuse memories come up when tapping into this space. I see the grief, I see the loss of loved ones come up, and I really relate all of these things that maybe don't seem connected to the fact that this is one of our feminine hearts as women. We have our heart center, and this, our womb space, is our other heart center. It's where we feel deeply. It's where we can access our power. It's where our deepest intuition lives, the voice that knows beyond your conscious self. And I'm not the only one that sees the womb in this way. Many traditional wisdom lineages think of our womb as this absolute center of us, like a magnetic center where there's this inward spiraling energy drawing in things to us that pass through here, and it truly can be like a channel. It's not something that needs to stay here. But what's required is consciousness so that we can take experiences, we can understand that we draw in experiences here, and we can digest and process them and send them through that natural energy channel down our legs and into the earth. This is a center of alchemy where we can transmute things, glean the lessons of our experiences, and release what we don't want to carry in our bodies. And we also need to know that we truly can store blissful, expansive, transcendent experiences here. And I'm sure all of us, or at least most of us, hopefully, have had these positive memories in our life related to sex or our womanhood. So maybe you've had a lover that, oh, when you reflect on, you really feel that in your heart and, you know, in your yoni, and a smile comes on your face as you are flooded with feelings that you felt back then. And it's just a positive thing to reflect on. Or maybe the birth of your child was one of the best days of your life, and every time you think about it, you're just filled with gratitude and love and joy. And now these are experiences that intimately involve our genitals, our pelvic floor, our pelvic bowl, of course. And so the memory lives here. In a way, when you contact this space, these kinds of memories can flood back. So I believe and know that most of us have a mix of memories and experiences that live here, both that we may consider positive and negative, if we wanted to just put a value judgment on that. So now I want to talk about trauma, what it looks like, how it lives in our body, and how we can find healing and resolution. So let's start first off with a definition. A trauma, as I see it and how others see it as well, is any experience that you've been through that overwhelms your ability to cope. And everyone experiences events differently, of course. You know, we all have different capacities. And then there are some events that are traumatic to nearly everyone on some level, like being in a war zone, a battlefield, or undergoing a surgery, or being held at gunpoint. But trauma is something that stays with you. It rewires your nervous system. It impacts your resilience, and it changes how you respond to life if you live with what happened to you and you don't process it and don't find healing to it. And a lot of my knowledge on this is through my own life and journey of working through and healing my own trauma. And then on the science piece is rooted deeply in the work of Dr. Peter Levine. He's someone that I studied extensively in college when I studied somatic psychology, and he is truly a pioneer of the study of somatic psychology, which, if you don't know the term, it is kind of the intersection of the body and therapy and healing. So most therapy that you may know of is traditional talk therapy, where, you know, you sit in a chair for an hour and you talk through your experiences. But with somatic psychology, somatic therapies, there's more of an approach on moving our bodies, placing deep awareness on felt experiences, things that we feel in our bodies, to move through emotions, and just honoring that as a crucial piece to healing. So I'll talk about why I think this works better than traditional talk therapy in so many cases, especially trauma, in a minute. So Dr. Peter Levine, he wrote the book called Waking the Tiger, which was incredible. You should definitely check it out if you have an interest on this subject. So he studied responses in wild animals to threat and why it is that wild animals don't seem to have the same trauma loops and mental pathologies that we do, or even as their counterparts, caged animals in the zoo, do. And he noticed through much observation that, for example, a prey animal, you know, they would have an encounter with a predator where they weren't killed, where they actually escaped, and notice an interesting response. So many of them, if they weren't fast enough to run away, they would play dead and When they were sure they were safe, the predator left. They got up and they started shaking their body or running or doing some kind of physical response. And once they did some kind of physical response like that, they ran back to their group and it was as if nothing happened to them. Now, as you know, humans are very different. We go through incredibly traumatizing experiences. You know, maybe you've been assaulted or raped or been in a scary situation where you felt distinctly unsafe. Maybe your life was at stake. And so often, especially with women, we go into a freeze response. And that's okay. That's not a problem. That's actually really intelligent. And that is the animal part of us that instantly and unconsciously decides in a situation, okay, what is the best approach here for survival? Can I fight and overcome this obstacle, this person? Can I run away successfully? Or do I need to freeze or appease, play submissive? And then I can come out safely. And so often, of course, as women in the modern day, the last two options are our unconscious responses, you know, freezing, playing submissive, running away, potentially. That's how we can stay safe. And that's not the problem. The problem is that we get locked in those responses, and that response that we get locked into without a physical release, without awareness, lives in our bodies as an imprint. We subconsciously reenact the situations of our traumas in order so that we may choose a different path, in order so that we can heal and end this endless loop we find ourselves in. And again, you can see how that is so wise and so intelligent of our psyche to do that. It is an energetic attraction. It is a psychosocial wisdom, but without awareness, without releasing that imprint in our body, we often just end up repeating the same scenario and same response over and over, embedding it deeper into our body. And we create all of this confusion and shame and blame. And so while talk therapy can be helpful, what I feel and what it can often do is just re-trigger us. And in Levine's book, he does talk about various studies done where in the recounting of traumatic experiences verbally, we actually do re-traumatize ourselves. And so the approach he takes and teaches, and now many others who do take a somatic approach, is to dive into the body with pure awareness, pure attention, pure embodiment, not getting attached to stories. Because what lives within us that matters, it isn't the story. It is the imprint of the experience that loops within us again and again. And so physical action is needed to complete the loop and restore your nervous system to a state of safety. This is healing on a body level. The mind can't touch something that is this primal. And so often when you do go through a release like this, you don't even realize until afterward how stressed you were on a fundamental level, how underwater you actually were until you are restored to a baseline of feeling safety, of feeling okay. And seriously, you guys, I can't even explain what a gift this is. Maybe you've heard pieces of my story before, how I healed a particular traumatic event through the modality of EMDR. I believe I briefly mentioned it in my book. But I'll just talk a little bit about this because it illustrates to me how free we can be and how much we deserve this. Okay, so when I was 23, I got lost in the wilderness of the Southwest, and just my own experience in my life up until that point. What happened to me embedded really, really deeply within as a brush with death and loss of control. And I blame myself, and it was incredibly traumatic, and I never really processed it. So it started to spiral into other parts of my life until my world got smaller and smaller. I developed panic attacks after that. So at first it was just whenever I was on a hike, and I wouldn't be able to see the parking lot when I looked back. And then it began to bleed into other experiences. I remember that I had a backpacking trip to Mexico and Guatemala planned a couple of years after this happened. And on the morning of my flight, I woke up in a state of panic and tears and utter fear. And this wasn't like me. You know, I actually dreamed of being a backpacker and spent years traveling to other countries, and it was just always something that I absolutely loved and never had any fear about. So when I woke up that morning in that state, I didn't go on the trip. And that just wasn't like me. And that's just one example. There were a lot of different situations that I didn't do because of my fear and my desire to keep myself safe, even though it was not exactly logical. And where nature was once my sanctuary, I put myself into a box of absolute fear. I couldn't be in any enclosed spaces. It really was a nightmare looking back on it. And at the time, I felt I was just doing what I needed to do to be safe. And every time I made a choice out of that desire to be safe, I embedded the trauma deeper. I didn't know how to get out of it. The panic was overwhelming, and it just seemed to escalate and get worse and worse. And so after a number of years, when I was on this healing journey, when I was attending massage school and stepping into my purpose and my passion in life, and was going through this healing and understanding and reflection of needing to work on my boundaries and heal trauma and all of those things, this came up again. I couldn't lay face down on a massage table without a wave of panic, which was a problem in massage school because all you really do is, you know, outside of some, you know, anatomy education, you're really just massaging and getting massaged. So it was a problem. So I started seeing a therapist who worked with me with EMDR and visualization. And this is a pretty popular somatic modality these days. And it's interesting because those who have studied it do not know exactly why it is so effective at healing trauma and PTSD. There are some theories, but the exact mechanism isn't known. So I kind of like that mystery. So I went through a lot of sessions of talking with her. And then finally, we did a couple of sessions where we did EMDR intensely. And there was no talking about the experience. And actually, whenever I recounted the trauma of being lost in the wilderness and feeling like I was going to die, like that was the end of my life, I would be brought instantly on a body level to that moment. I wouldn't be in the present moment. Panic would rise in my body. It felt really unhelpful to recount it in words when those feelings came up. It wasn't making me feel better. So EMDR. I wore these headphones that played a beeping sound from one ear to the other as my wonderful therapist guided me by asking me to visualize a place of sanctuary that I have. So rooting in that place of peace and feeling that in my body, that sense of safety, understanding what that actually feels like in a felt body sense, and then visualizing the place in nature where I got lost and going to that moment. And we went back and forth over and over. Whenever it got overwhelming, went back to the nature sanctuary, felt the peace there, going back to the trauma, that nature place. And what happened in that liminal space of over an hour of beeping sounds and trance and visualization, I started to have spontaneous visions and visualizations where I witnessed my brain rewiring my experience, rewiring how I remembered it. And this is how it works. For you, if you would experience EMDR, this is how it tends to go for many people. And so I let that rewiring happen. I let the memories flood in as they came. And so at first, I initially associated the town that I got lost in, my time there, as a scary place, as this wild and scary place. And visualizations kept coming to me of all the truly incredible sunsets I witnessed there, and the places of beauty I forgot about. And I witnessed sunset after sunset. And I went back to the nature place with my current dog, who I didn't have at the time. And I laid on the ground in surrender and safety. Death wasn't something to fear. What was imprinted in me from this is that death equals peace. That was huge. And then finally, towards the end, there was this visualization that came up that was just really imprinted in my memory, of a photograph of me on that trail. Like, someone else was taking this photo, of me smiling with the dog smiling with a rainbow behind us and a flowing river and flowers and grass. And this was in the desert, so that was definitely not gonna happen, that scene, but it was incredible. It was rewritten instantly. And where at first in the session I had to keep coming back to my sanctuary place when the panic came up, as the session went on, I went less and less until I didn't need to go there anymore. The memory was rewritten in my body. It wasn't triggering anymore. And it wasn't anything I could have done consciously. It wasn't anything I could have talked through. I let my body, I let my brain reweave the memory into something better to bring up these other spontaneous visualizations of peace and joy that were placed on top of, placed instead of the trauma associated with that time. And I left that session, feeling like a new woman. My body felt fuller, similar to when I've had a something called a soul retrieval session. Like, it felt like, I felt lighter at the same time, but fuller. It was like a piece of my soul returned. And that's how I kind of remember that trauma. I felt like a piece of me was on that trail. Like, I left a piece of me there. And through this, it felt like it returned, and my body was reincorporating that. And I wept. It was really emotional. Even thinking about it now, I am emotional, still in such gratitude. And I really feel from this, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes you don't even know how much you are underwater until you break the surface and you can breathe again. It was like my body did a full exhale, and I didn't even know that I was holding my breath that whole time. And this is the experience I feel so deeply that every woman deserves to have. I believe we all have something to let go. We are all carrying so much unconscious tension and baggage that if we could feel what it's like to not carry that, we would never want to go back. We would drop to our knees on the earth in gratitude. We would live our lives differently. We would have access to our joy and our potential in ways that we don't have, that we can't even fathom when we are living in survival mode. This is freedom. This is how we access power and joy. So this is huge, huge clearing, releasing trauma, finding healing and resolution. Okay, so trauma, back to that. Again, this looks different for everyone depending on what you've been through. So releasing it. There are common threads. Sometimes it looks like punching or getting your legs moving or raising your hands up to block your face. Sometimes it looks like screaming or yelling or shaking your head, anything to get you out of that freeze response. Now, I didn't mention, but yeah, the EMDR was just one part of that journey. I've had, you know, other traumas, and even unpacking this one, I did need to get that physical release out. So these are instinctive movements that will just come to you in the moment based on what you wanted to do in the moment of that trauma. Again, you know, for me, I've had many moments of trauma in my life, but the one I shared earlier, I found a lot of release along with the EMDR by walking and moving. And that makes sense, right? With what I've experienced of getting lost, that walking out of the situation was a natural response to complete that loop. So that's one piece that will just naturally come to you when you allow yourself to tap into your instincts. And kind of tapping into this is also a key part of the modality of somatic experiencing. So if you want to find a practitioner, I will link to where you can find one who can kind of guide you through this journey of completing the trauma loop that's in your body through physical release. Okay. Then the next piece, bringing consciousness and awareness, is another important key to clearing your pelvic bowl of experiences that you don't want to hold on to. But first, before I go into this, I just want to say that, as I've shared, professional help is incredible. And sometimes it's needed if you have a trauma that, when you even start to focus on it, overwhelms your ability to even cope. And what this looks like is often numbing out, disassociating, feeling rising panic in your body where you feel deeply out of control. Those are just some of the examples. So I really think having another person to hold space for you, to bring their wisdom of titration, which is going a little at a time and increasing your capacity over time, can be so helpful for anyone, but especially if you have really intense trauma that is bringing up a lot within you that is really overwhelming. So often, especially, you know, when we have these really big and really deep traumas to heal, we just want to dive in deep. We want to get through it. It's kind of like part of the loop that I was talking about earlier, where we attract all of these experiences so that we can choose a different path, choose a different response. We keep attracting the same scenario over and over because we want to heal that trauma, right? But what going too deep too quickly does is create more of an armoring situation, because that's the energy of trauma, right? It's too much, too quick, too fast. We need to increase our capacity, and sometimes we need to work with something in layers. We need gentleness, we need patience, we need compassion. So that's what I encourage for you as you go along this healing journey, that this isn't just, you know, a nice suggestion or a suggestion for someone with what, you know, you may consider a bigger trauma, but something I believe is absolutely essential for your lasting healing. And I'm going to say it again so that it sticks. We need to go slow with our healing. This is how we find lasting healing. Going too fast will overwhelm, will re-trigger and re-traumatize, and create more armoring in our body. And there is no shame also with recruiting guides along the way who can do this with you. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's go into it. The way to clearing and releasing trauma in our pelvic space, I feel, and from my own journey, is to learn over time how to place our full consciousness here. More and more over time, so that we become so sensitive to any feelings here, any discomfort, anything that passes through, that it immediately registers to us, and then we can clear it in the moment. So what does this look like? At first, it's reminding yourself throughout the day, asking, where am I living now? And often the answer is going to be in my head, from my eyes, from my throat, all up in the head usually, right?
So it's reminding yourself throughout the day, come back here, come back to center, come back to your pelvic bowl and your womb. And the most helpful thing to do, what I've done, is just put my hand over my womb space, and that grounds the attention here. And your hand guides your awareness where to go. And you just do this throughout the day. Put a hand on your womb. Check in. What do you feel here? Are there physical sensations? Are there emotional feelings that come up? And again, with the wisdom of knowing and understanding how trauma healing works, you don't get attached to a story. You know, you get curious. So, oh, I'm feeling a really subtle sense of nausea right now when I ground my awareness here. That's interesting. I feel like there's stuckness here. It just doesn't feel like it's flowing as well in my right side versus my left side. And I wonder if I can send a full breath here and just notice that the energy changes when I do that. Or even something really simple like, oh, I'm feeling some heaviness, a sensation that my blood is probably coming on in the next day or so. And anything that you feel, you just notice without attachment. And it's in that noticing that we create more awareness over time and more connection to really subtle energies. And again, the stories don't matter. We don't need to be like, oh, I feel a dark energy here. I wonder if it's related to my abusive father and what happened to me when I was a teenager and going down a spiral with diving into an event and really pushing on that. That isn't going to be helpful. We want to be in the spirit of non-attachment and curiosity and lightness and noticing sensations and not putting stories on anything, because what lives in the body are emotions that manifest as sensations, and emotions and sensations in general, they're just fleeting things. They change all the time and they change on their own. They can shift with our awareness, just placing our attention on them and sending a full breath into an area, creating a visualization in your mind. All of these things change sensations and change energies in our body. It's just constantly changing. That's something that we can rely on in life as the constant change. So it's fun to see and notice this. It's fun to see the power of our mind and our attention. And hopefully you can start to see that you really can't control what lives within you, because so often with trauma, we can feel deeply overwhelmed and out of control and wanting to disassociate and get out of our bodies. And when we can create awareness and deep embodiment and be in the present without charge, which is just, you know, noticing sensations and not getting attached to stories, we can see that we can control our experiences in our bodies, or at the very least, we have the power to shift things. We don't need to be a slave to our emotions, to any dark emotions within us. And emotions really shouldn't have that value judgment. You know, you don't need to see them as positive or negative. They all are teachers. They're all natural, intelligent responses coming from our bodies from events that we've been through. And emotions shouldn't be taken too seriously, because again, they shift, they're fleeting. And a sensation, an emotion, it shows up in our body to alert us to something. And if we take notice, if we listen, we can make those changes, and it won't manifest as something bigger, as disease. So this is a practice. As you can see, embodiment and consciousness take time to build, but it's not a difficult thing. It's a simple thing to understand and implement, but it can be hard at the same time, just because you have to have a desire to be connected and rooted in this area, and it may not be comfortable to live from here at first, especially if it's a place that you've avoided. But you have that desire to clear these energies because you're here, you're taking this course, and so you're taking that first step. Okay, so you do this throughout the day. You put your hand on your womb over and over and check in, just quickly noticing whatever you're feeling. Oh, very interesting. Take a deep breath, send down love from your heart, whatever you feel. You don't need to spend a lot of time, but just to check in. And then as you do this for a few weeks, do you notice that your awareness is more rooted in your pelvic bowl? And it's something a little bit hard to explain, but I always just see it as this picture in my head of where my eyes are looking out from my pelvic bowl and not my head. So I guess it's not quite a picture in my head, but in my body. So my brain, my consciousness lives here, lives not in my head, in my pelvic bowl, in my center, in my root. And it is centered here. Because I really feel that this is where my deepest wisdom lives. It's not in my head. And this is where I want to be rooted. This is where I want to come from and be tapped into this area. And again, just really utilize all the energies here to support me. And I feel like, of course, you do as well. Just because, again, you're taking this course and you're listening to me here. And then from this place, we can move on to deeper meditations and visualizations where we cleared energies we don't want to hold on to that are from an older time that live here and just don't seem to budge with breath or simple everyday awareness. And the meditations in this course will help you do just that. So really spend time with these meditations and the exercises that I provide. Honestly, they're really powerful and they work if we spend time with them and practice these visualizations and feel them in our body. Feel that when we visualize something, it actually moves energy. And this takes a little bit of time, a little bit of practice, but it will definitely happen for you. And I've seen time and again in my own life, as well as with the women I work with, that there is nothing more powerful than this visualization and intention piece for moving darkness, stagnant energy, trauma from the body. And it takes a lot of focus. So the more you hone this skill, again, the more it will show up powerfully. So whenever your mind wanders in the meditations, just come back a million times. It's a lifetime practice over and over. This is the human monkey mind that has been talked about since forever, but we always come back, and that's the work. That's the work that we do in our lives. And just one more piece that I want to say on healing and resolution, grounding deeper into your pelvic bowl and developing more awareness, as I've talked about, living from here instead of your head, that can really prevent the formation and embedding of new traumas and new energies from living here. It's a way that you can immediately notice something and clear it out. And the meditations help with the clearing and releasing part. And then those deeper traumas, what we're looking for is a path of resolution and integration. This is absolute peace. And this doesn't mean that you don't remember the event. It's like the story that I shared earlier. You remember the event differently. You've come to a place where it doesn't hold the same charge. You appreciate the lessons that it provided you. You see how it was an integral part of creating the woman that you are today. It was a lesson. It was a teacher. And so often the darkest, most underground experiences are where we grow the most and become the wise woman after. So I think it is also important to look at our past in this way. Everything we've been through, everything that we're holding on to. And sure, maybe we wish we didn't have to go through the suffering, the grief, the nightmare, but we have to integrate it and glean the lessons and see how we could never be who we are now without those moments, how we can digest and transmute those experiences into our power, into our wisdom, and see what we want to do with that in our lives, whether it's just, you know, it helps us or our family, or whether we want to help other people with it. So I'll leave you with that. Try out this practice of embodiment for a few weeks. See how things change for you. Do these meditations. And I deeply, deeply believe that this is how we clear, align, and find healing.